Good evening.
Good evening, Lonnie. Tina, are you with us this evening?
She's coming.
Okay.
I'm here, Uncle Robert.
Okay. Welcome aboard. We're going to turn over you for our opening selection.
Okay. Amazing grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that brought my liberty. I'll never know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need.
Praise God.
God bless you.
Praise God. Beautiful. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. Moving right along, our opening prayer tonight is by Dennis Jefferson, host. You on, Dennis?
Well, we thank you that you watched over us. I apologize, everybody. I was muted. But Father God, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, just to come into your presence. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to hear your word. Lord, we just ask this day, Lord, that you bless everyone that is in attendance. Lord, we thank you that you kept us from hurt, harm, or danger, watched over us through the day during our various activities to bring us to this place, this point, and this time. And, Lord, we know that you do nothing randomly and nothing without reason. So, Lord, we thank you that if you brought us here, you brought us here for a purpose and that there is a word for us today. So, Lord, we thank you right now that you would bless the speaker, Lord, that they would pour out your word on us. And, Lord, we speak blessings to all those that seek blessing, those that need a healing in their bodies. Lord, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. But those that need a financial blessing, but we speak blessing right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put no limits on you, Lord, because we know there is nothing that you can do. So, Lord, we thank you that this evening we come before you, Lord, with our hearts open, with our hands open, Lord, with our cups, Lord, empty, waiting for you to fill us up. And, Lord, we say, do what only you can do, and we'll give your name all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'd like to welcome everybody back to Thursday night Bible study, where we're going to continue our lesson with talking with God. And tonight, our teacher is going to be Minister Charlene Streak. So we're going to turn it over to her for our word tonight.
Thank you, Brother Robert. You know, last week, as Reverend Richardson spoke on the power of corporate prayer are powerful and beneficial. This is when groups or nations get together and pray. And Lord, certainly we need all of this that we can get a corporate prayer. As I was thinking about a corporate prayer, that's everybody praying at one time, sending our voices up to God. And you know how it is when children come before you to tell something that happened and everybody's trying to talk at one time, and the parent will say, just hold it one at a time, one at a time. But God won't do that to us when we're doing a corporate prayer, because he can hear each one individual as to what we're saying unto him. A corporate prayer unifies the body of Christ. We come together united, uniformed or whole. All Christians need to be brought together as a whole to touch God's heart. Can you imagine how God feels hearing a corporate prayer when we are all pouring out our hearts to him at one time? A corporate prayer edifies, means to build up or strengthens individuals in the church, promoting spiritual growth and maturity. It involves instructing, improving, and uplifting others in their faith and knowledge of God. We are helpers of one another. We have to help one another. One of the scriptures that Reverend Richardson used was in 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, and she touched up just about the whole chapter as she was teaching us on how about praying. I hope all have read what she told us to come back home and read, because I certainly did, and it was beautiful. And each time I go into God's word, I find something new that helps me through the day that I'm going through, or it helps me with what I'm going through. If Jehoshaphat had not called the prayer that he did, I wonder what would have happened. So as I go into 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, starting at the 6th verse, I'm not going to read it all, I'm just going to paraphrase. God is a God of comfort. He is with us through it all. Whether good or bad, God is with us through it all. No matter how much we go through, God is right there with us. Those who have received God's comforting, that gives us the strength that we can go out and pass it around to others. There are so many things going on in this world, and there are so many people that need not our comforting, but the comforting that God gives us to give to others. Psalms 34:19, part A says, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Whatever we go through, God will deliver with us. And he don't have to come, because he's right there with us. He's right there with us at all times. If we are distressed, it is for our comfort. Because when you're going through, look what Jesus went through. Even though he gave up his home in glory, walking on gold, couldn't I hear him walk on mud. But as he was going through all that he was going through, he went back to a greater position where he's on the right hand of the Father now. 1 Peter 5, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse say, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Who cares for you? God does. The Father does. The Son does. The Holy Spirit does. And what are the cares? The worries are the things that bring doubt and fears. We have to release all doubts and fears. I was reading something like that in a little pamphlet this evening, and as it came on my phone, and as it was reading, it said, hold your hands up, close. And when you read it, when you're reading about God delivering you from these doubts, open your hand and release it back to him. Don't keep it. Don't hold on to it. Give it back to him as he builds us up, and we can be always ready to lift up someone else. And as I said earlier, what are the cares, the worries of these things that bring doubt and fears? We have to release all doubts and fears to the Lord, and he will control whatever it is. Then we can help others. If we are not seeking God on our own to help us through, how are we going to help others? And it's a great blessing to be in a corporate prayer. I love the title of this lesson on Thursday night, Talking with God. I love talking with God, letting him know that I'm praising him, I'm glorifying him, I'm lifting him up. God is so good. Remember, if we're burdened down, there is no way we can help someone else. If you're all bogged down, you can't help no one else. We have to get ourselves out of that first. So if we stay in corporate prayer with one another, each one, like we the groups that we're in, our church family, when we're sending up prayers, we send them up together. God will bring us through what we are going through, and then we can always help someone else out. Give your burden to God. He will be up all night anyway. He will fix it for you. Let's talk to God more. As I said, he will be up all night anyway. He is a great comforter. Isaiah 40 and 1, just a portion of it, said, "Comfort, O comfort, my people, saith your God." And this is a message straight from God that Isaiah was bringing to the people. Comfort, O comfort, my people, says your God. God belongs to each and every one of us. He's our personal friend. He's right here with us all the time with whatever we're going through. He even sees what we go through before we go through it. And God, he is so good. He is so wonderful. There is no words that can really describe what a beautiful, beautiful Savior we have, which is our Father in heaven. This verse found in the book of Isaiah is a direct address from God to his people, promising comfort and solace during times of distress. It emphasizes God's role as a comforter and his desire to provide for his people's needs. He don't want us to be bogged down. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to lift him up. If we're bogged down and sad, we can't lift him up so someone will know that God is good. But if we allow him to keep us and keep us encouraged, sometimes we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. That is a great thing for us to do, is encourage. Encourage ourselves so that when we need to encourage someone else, we can. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, "Fear not, I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. No matter what you are going through, God is here to help us. I will hold you up with my righteous right hand." And this verse assures God's presence is with us at all times. His active role is in strengthening and supporting his people. And lastly, I would like to read the Psalms 100. It's just 5 verses, so I will read it all. It says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. He leaves no one out. God is a good God," as the songwriter say, "Oh, yes, he is. And he is our comforter in time of trouble." Just think about it. Don't let the devil beat us up because we don't have to. God is right here with us, waiting for us to call on him. And he's right there with us when we call on him. He don't have to come to the rescue. He's already here at the rescue. Back to you, Brother Robert.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Okay, our favorite segment tonight is coming from Sandra Mangum.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I'm going to be reading from Psalms 25 and verses 4 through 5, and it goes, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your path. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you. Okay, this time we're going to go ahead and open a line up for inputs and updates.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, this is Lee. I spoke with Tim Brown. He's at home doing things, but he asked that everyone keep him in prayer. Thank you.
Yeah.
Tim Brown.
Remember
good evening,
me.
Everyone.
Go ahead.
This is Tina. Thank you. This is Tina. I'm just asking everyone to keep me in prayer as I am embark on going back to school for my master's degree in education. Just keep me lifted up.
Praise God. Yes. You will do it.
Remember me, Deborah Jackson. I've been to the doctor, cancer doctor yesterday. They couldn't tell me nothing because they didn't receive my test result from the other doctor. But he did say that it's stage 4 cancer and that can't treat it until I go to the dentist and get the teeth pulled so he don't have to get infected afterward. If I decide to get the treatment and then get the teeth pulled, it get infected and have another problem. So I have to wait until July 1st to get this teeth pulled out of my mouth in order to get treatment. So I go back to the cancer doctor. I go back Monday, the 30th of June, to do another CT CAT scan. He wants new results, new tests. So I have to go through it all over again. But I do have bone cancer, fourth stage. Pray for me, Deborah Jackson. I'm doing good so far. I'm feeling good, thanks to God. But continue to God strengthen my body. That's what I need for strength.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I believe that. I still believe God is a healer.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you,
Jesus. Hi, this is Lisa. I'm having total knee replacement on my right knee on Monday, June 23rd. If you can all keep me in prayer. Also, if you can keep my niece in prayer who has stage 3 breast cancer, and she will be having surgery on June 24th on Tuesday, having both of her breasts removed. So God is a healer. I had breast cancer before, and he healed me. I know he could heal anybody else.
Oh, yes. You're saying. And he will. I would like to put my daughter-in-law on the prayer list. Her name is LaKimria Street. She's been suffering since she lost her husband. She's had about, I know, at least 6 strokes, and she's in rehab right now. She's going through rehab post she come home, and they're having problems. For somebody to be with her. She can't be by herself during the day. But I know God's got it all and under control, and he knows exactly what's going to be done. So just lift her up in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Okay. No more inputs updates. Moving right along, we'll go right into roll call.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening. As I said, on last week, we had 36 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Here.
Richard and Willie Mae. Danny and Juanita.
Yeah.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Oli.
Here.
Gloria.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Here.
Pastor Burwell.
Here.
Gracie. Sandra.
Here.
Linda Hodge.
Here.
Mark.
Here.
Barbara Williams.
Here.
Linda Simpson. Deborah Jackson. Ken and Carol. Did everyone talk about John? Carolyn Street.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here. Here.
Darius.
Here.
Samari.
Here.
Ashanta.
Here.
Okay. Not here. Tina Strong.
Here.
Here.
Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael. W. Fran, Lisa,
here,
Evelyn C,
here,
Linda Scott, Martina Yelverton, did I miss here. Anyone?
Martina Wayne Jones.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Did you get Lorraine Jones?
Yes, ma'am. Did.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, back to you, Uncle Robert.
Thank you, Nichelle. Okay, before we turn it over to Pastor Burwell, got a couple announcements. Just wanted to let everybody know we lost one of our Thursday night prayer members a couple weeks ago, Miss Winnie. She deceased. And also, we got one of our Thursday night prayer member. That's Sandra Yelverton. She just retired after 20 years of military.
Wow.
And I don't know how many years that was active duty. Then she was an instructor with the military for how many years, Sandra? Are you still there, Sandy?
I'm here a little over 21 years as a government employee.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, working on Fort Gordon.
Yeah. So hats off to her.
Yeah. Hey, kudos.
Praise God.
Kudos. Thank you for your service, Sandy.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Okay. Love you, Bible study family.
Okay.
Love you too.
Okay.
Love you
okay.
too.
Okay. Turn it over to Pastor Burwell for our closing prayer.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again tonight for another wonderful Bible study. We thank you for our teacher tonight sharing the good news. God, we thank you for life, God. We thank you for your word. God, it brings life into our body and our mind, God. We thank you for it, God. Lord, if we have committed any sin, we have talked any way out of place, God, we ask you to forgive us, oh, God, and strengthen our heart, God. Oh, God, and help us to do the things that's pleasing to you. Follow your commandment. Lord, I thank you right now for this day that you have made, God, and help us to continue to rejoice and be glad in it, God. Oh, God, you have a purpose and a reason for each day. God, you said there is a reason and a season. season, God, for us this day. And we thank you for it, God. Help us to enjoy our life, God. Take one day at a time, God, and praise your name, God. Give you the glory while we have a chance, God. Lord, we thank you for our children on the line, God. Oh, God, listening to the word of God. Continue to direct them, God. Lord, and save our family, God. Bring them in before it's too late, God. Oh, God, send your conviction power upon us. Lord, we know that prayer can reach them. Prayer can change people. And, Lord, we ask you to do it tonight, Lord. Lord, don't let them rest content in their sin, God. Oh, God, let them confess, God, while they have a chance, God. Lord, we thank you for our loved one, God. We thank you for our country, God. Lord, where there is hate, God, we ask you to put love in their heart, God. Lord, and give them salvation, God. Lord, change their mind, God. Lord, turn this around, God. We can't do it, but you can, God. You hold everything in your hand. Oh, God, all power is given to you, God. And we believe, God, you can trust in you, God, with all our heart, God. You told us to lean not to our own understanding. You said in all thy ways, acknowledge you, God, and you will direct our paths, God. Lord, we don't want to forget, God, that you are a healer. Yes, you heal cancer, God. You heal diabetes, God. Lord, remember Deborah this evening, God. Lord, we got the report from the doctor, but whose report are we going to believe, God? We got to believe you, God. You said if two or three touches and agree, God, that you will be in the midst, God. Lord, we believe you today, God, that you can turn it around, God. Oh, God, you can heal her bones, God, and put them back together again, Lord. Oh, God, remember the lady with the breast cancer, God. Oh, God, you heal many on this line, God. Oh, God, you can do it again, God, that we can have a good testimony, God. We'll lift you up, God, and we'll give you the praise, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for everything that have done this week, God. Oh, God, the retire of Sandy, Lord. God, continue to lift her up, God, and let her work for you like never before, God. We thank you for everything, God. You said in all things, give thanks, God, because this is your will, Lord. We thank you tonight, God, for an opportunity to praise your name, God. Oh, God, as we lay down tonight to sleep, God, it's no guarantee that we'll get up tomorrow, God, but we want you to protect us, God, and watch over each one of us, God. Help us to seek ye first, God, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, help us to trust you more, God, and believe, God. Don't let fear take over us, God. Oh, God, bless everyone on the line, God, whatever they may be going through, God. Lord, bless them financially and physically, God. Lord, and remember the bereaved family, Jesus. Comfort them, God. Comfort each one, Lord. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God. Help us to be lifted up today, God. Renew our strength, God. Renew our mind, God. You said by your stripes we heal, God. Oh, God, you know you're too wise to make a mistake, God, and you're too just to do wrong, God. We call on you because we know that you will answer us, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're God. You did it before, God, and you can do it again, Lord. Oh, God, nothing too hard for you, God. Lord, I thank you tonight for my family. I mean, thank you for my oh, God, this family on the line. Oh, God, each one, Lord, walk with them, God, talk with them, God. Let them know that you still love them, God, and you care for them, God. Oh, God, lift Deborah up, Jesus, tonight, God. Lift her up, God. Oh, God, let her lean on you, Jesus. Oh, God, you said that you have a reason for everything, God. Oh, God, it's for our good, God. Oh, God, some good's going to come out of it, God. And I thank you today, God. Oh, God, give us travel mercy, God. Oh, God, to and fro back home, Lord. I thank you right now for this day, God. Thank you for this opportunity to pray and talk to you, God. Oh, God, bless everyone again, Lord. And let the words of our mouth, God, and the meditation of our heart, God, be acceptable, God, in thy sight, God. Oh, God, you are all wonderful Redeemer, God. You give us strength from day to day, and I thank you, God. You said, let the weak say I'm strong, God, and we believe it, God. Let those angels encamp around us, God, and bless us more and more, God. We're going to believe your report, God. We put it in your hand. You said, cast all of our cares on you, God. We, you care for us, God, and we thank you again. Oh, God, have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank
you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you.
Next week, our opening prayer will be done by Sandra Yelton, and our third assessment will be done by Miss Jessie. And with that said, thank you so well for the prayer. Yes.
I want to ask Lisa if she would give me a call before she, after she hang up, please.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So, Ms. Jessie, you copy next week? You all got the 30 seconds?
Yes, I heard it. Thank you.
Okay, with that said, we're going to say good night to everyone, and we look forward to having everyone back on next week. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hello.